Hi, I'm Andrew Connell, and in this module, we're going to talk about getting started with some of the sample code that's provided from the Partner Center team for Partner Center developers. So what are we going to look at? First, talk very briefly about the Crest API, and then we're going to dive into looking at the sample code that is provided both in the Partner Center SDK sample console app, as well as in the web application. So let's first talk about the Commerce REST API, or the Crest API. Again, Microsoft published two sample applications in the Partner Center Samples GitHub organization. So if you go to github.com/partnercentersamples, you will find two projects. One is called the commerceapi.net, and the other one is the Commerce API Java. And it's two samples that do basically the same thing. One is written in .NET, naturally, and one is written in Java. These samples work with Crest, and you're more than welcome to take a look at them and to see how everything works related to them. We also have a lab inside of this course up on GitHub that will walk you through taking the .NET sample and converting it, adding some stuff to it to make it work with Partner Center to take advantage of some of the new capabilities in Partner Center that are provided in the Partner Center SDK, but were not available inside the Crest API. One of the other samples that's given to us is the SDK sample console application. Now, this sample is available again at github.com/partnercentersamples/partnercentersdksamples, all broken out with hyphens. The sample app is going to demonstrate many of the calls that you can make to the SDK. So it's a great sample app to see how things are done. It's really useful to compare the .NET calls to the REST API calls using Fiddler. There are a few things that it's going to require. It's going to require you have a Partner Center account set up in order to run it. You must have one customer created within the Partner Center website, or you should have one customer created. It's going to make it a little bit easier to work with as you can pass in some defaults. You should also have one Azure AD application created, set up for app-only authentication, and you should have one native application created set up for user plus app authentication. So let's go ahead and take a look at this. So I'm going to switch over to my demo. And what I have here is inside of all the repos I've downloaded, this is the Partner Center SDK samples app that I've opened up over here in Visual Studio. So well, I thought I'd opened it up. So let's just go over here and say file open project, and we will find under repos SDK. There we go. So now it's opened up. Okay, now this app, I've gone ahead and already done a refresh of all the NuGet packages and stuff. But what we have to do in order to get this thing to work is I have to go update the app config. Now, I've already gone, open up the app config. Now, I've already gone through and I've already configured this. So if I scroll down a little bit here, you will find a section here on Partner Center settings. You won't have to make any changes to this when you download the app. User authentication settings, which you will have to change all of these values. And app authentication settings. And again, you have to change all of these values as well. A little bit farther down, you'll see some scenario settings where you can specify some things like a customer you want to delete, or the default customer to look up, page size, default invoice ID. All these different values are things that you can set for different scenarios of the way this application works. I'm going to use this app throughout the rest of the course in showing you a lot of the different API pieces. But for now, I want to show you how to go about configuring it. Now, I'm going to show you how to go find things like the app ID, the app ID and secret, the domain, and then I passed in my username and password. Don't even try to log in using this username and password. This password will be reset well before you get a chance to see these videos. So don't worry, I'm well aware that I'm showing you my password. Okay. All right, so how do we get all these values? Well, the different values that I got for user authentication, let me talk a little bit about that. The application ID, that is the ID of the native application that I've created previously for my, that has access to my Partner Center admin account. The resource URL, that's the URL for the, that's the URL for the endpoint of the Partner Center API. The redirect URL is the redirect URL. It's got to match the native application that I had created in Azure AD. The username and password, that's my credentials for my admin account in Partner Center. A little bit farther down here, you see the application ID under app authentication. So this is the ID for the web application that is registered in the Partner Center dashboard. The application secret is the secret that I created for it. And the domain is the ID of my Azure AD tenant. So those are the only values that I really set here. I didn't go through and modify any of the other ones. Let's take a look and see what this thing does. So the way this is set up is that this application is, when it runs, it goes through and runs a bunch of different scenarios. So I'm gonna open up Fiddler here just so we can see stuff going in the background. And when I go over to Visual Studio and hit start, and the application starts to run, I'll put Fiddler up on the side here so we can see what actually happens. And Fiddler on the side. Actually, let's make Fiddler big and we'll just look at this one on the side. So here what it does is it prompts me for a bunch of different things that I can do, like work with customer samples, indirect partner samples, offer samples, etc. I have to type in a number of what I want. So in this case, let's look at paged customers. So I'm going to pick one for customer samples and hit enter. And then I'm going to say, let's go with paged customers, number 3. So I'm going to type in 3 and hit enter. And what you're going to see now on the left-hand side is the actual trace of what's going on between the SDK and the REST API. So in this case here, it gave me a list of all of my customers. If I come over to Fiddler, I can see that I authenticated with Azure AD using the username and password that you see right here that we passed in that I had set in my app config. Here is, and I got a token back as well. Here is the generate token where I'm actually passing in on the headers, the token that I got from Azure AD, getting a token back from the Partner Center. And then I'm saying, let's go get a list of customers. So passing in the Partner Center token, specifying that I want to get the first 100 customers. And then here in the response down at the bottom, what you can see if I collapse this, you can see I've got 2 customers that are coming back. Here's the first one. This customer is Wingtip Toys 2. And if I scroll down and look at the second one, here's Wingtip Toys 4. And if I go look at the actual code where this ran, I can see here, here's Wingtip Toys 2 right here, and then here's Wingtip Toys 4 right here. There's a bunch of different scenarios that we can run with this. I can scroll down, hit enter, jump to the next page, and then queue to back up. I can do things like, say, get customer details. So if I had a customer already specified in the app config, which I didn't put in there, then it would actually pull back that customer's details. I could do something like even check domain availability. So I could say, hello, mom, and see if anybody's bought the domain, hello, mom, on Microsoft.com. That basically is saying it's not available. And so the 400 are coming back saying that that domain is not available, means that it is one that is nobody owns. Okay. So let me back up. That's how we can go through and run this sample app. We're going to look at this sample app and a lot of the different pieces here throughout the course. So I'm not going to take the time to run through each one of these right now. Instead, what I just want to show you is how this project is organized. So here under the program.cs, this is the part that's going to go through and load up the program and initialize it, build up all the different scenarios and with the context and such. The context over here, we have a scenario context. This is the piece that knows how to do all of the authentication. So in here, we're going to look for, we can have a aggregate partner center operations. You can see here what that's doing when I scroll over, is it's going to generate an application credential by grabbing the ID and the secret and the domain and the endpoint and the graph endpoint. It's pulling all of that stuff from our configuration management section. So it's going through and getting our app credential this way, and then it's going to go create an instance of an iAggregate partner object that I can then use to query for partner customers or service requests or offers, etc., by passing in these credentials that we just obtained. The other one, if we're not looking for aggregate partner operations, the other option that we can have is for user partner operations that you see here. And so here what we're doing is we're first going to log in to Azure AD, and that's going to give me back an authentication result using the client ID and the username and password for the user. And I'm then going to use the partner credentials dot instance dot generate by user credentials to get back the actual user credentials for the object, right? For all user credentials. And then I'm able to go through and then create everything up by getting the credentials, passing in the app ID and a token. And then this is going through and doing a re-authentication process to say that if the token expires, then go obtain another token. So that's just a little retry logic that's kicking in right there. Then each one of these different scenarios, you'll find them inside of these different folders. So for example, we just looked at the customers and we just did a get paged customers. So we can see the code for this one. If I just scroll down, we have a method get paged customers. And if I scroll down a little farther, we have a method here called run scenario. So run scenario is where the work's gonna happen. I'm getting an instance of my user credentials, my partner operations, but using user context. So I've got my iAggregate partner object coming back. And then I'm gonna go in and scroll farther down. Here's where I've got my partner operations. And I'm saying, up here we can actually see the actual queries. We can say, go get all the customers, or go get all the customers by creating this query object. Creating this query object by going query factory instance build index query and specifying the size of the page of data that we want to get back. And that's going to give us back all of our data. And then we're using these little utility methods here to turn around and write out all the objects that just came back. So there's my context.consolehelper.write object, and it writes out the results of everything that came back. So this is the sample SDK console application that developers can use to just get a feel for what's available to you in the SDK, and to be able to trigger and see any of the REST calls that the managed SDK is going to run. So let me jump back to my slides. And let's talk about this other application that Microsoft provides. And this is a sample web app. So this web application, which you can get from github.com/partnercentersamples/resellerwebapplication, this is a web app that's going to demonstrate an end-to-end reseller portal for customer acquisition, creation, presentation of packages and licenses, and collection of orders. Customers can use this as maybe your starting point for creating a shopping cart with minimal customization required. It's going to require a Partner Center account setup and one Azure AD application configured with app-only permissions. So let's jump to the demo and see what this one looks like. So I'm going to switch back over here to Visual Studio and close out the solution. I'll open it back up to the web application. And let's look at his configuration as well. So that's under the web config. So this one is very similar. The only thing you really have to worry about here are these settings right in here. Everything else is pretty much set up for you. So the application ID, that is the ID of your web application that's registered in Partner Center with app-only permissions. And then there's the password or the secret for it as well. A couple other things to notice here. You've got the authority and the graph endpoint that you can configure, but those should be set for you already. And then you have this other property here that talks about a configuration.json file. Now what this JSON file does is, if I come over here and look at this file contains a lot of stuff that you can tweak and you can manage for your application. So for instance, if I come down here towards the bottom of this, here we go. We've got a list of offers. And so here I have an offer here for Office Online. The subtitle is Office 365. It's $5 per user per month. Got a couple notes about it as well. There's a specific picture for it, a logo for it, and I'm listing out a bunch of features for this offer. And then there's the ID of that offer. Notice here, that's just one. I have another one that I can do for the full Office suite. There's Office 365 Business Premium. There's the price of it. And if I scroll down a little bit farther, you can see the price is $12.50. Scroll down even farther. Here we have Office Apps. There's Office 365 Business. There we have $825 per user per month. Here we are again. And it's really, we just have three different offers that are listed. Now, file that away. Keep that in mind for a moment. Let's go ahead and fire this guy up. So I'm going to click on to start debugging and let it launch the application. We just give it a second to spin up and start running. And here we are. Notice here that I've got Office Online, the full suite, and Office Apps, and notice $5, $12.50, and $8.25. So I could actually go in and modify that JSON configuration piece to see the different offers that are being that are available here that someone could actually go in and set up. Let's run through the process here. So why don't we go in and why don't we buy, let's buy the Office, the full suite. So I'll say buy now. And let's look at what the entire experience would look like here. I'm a new customer. So let's come in. Let's say my name, my customer is Wingtip Toys 05. Let's pick a valid address because it does do valid address lookup. So I'll pick Old St. Augustine Road Suite 8-312. That is in Jacksonville, Florida, 32259. And the website, we don't have a website yet. We're just getting up and running, so we just need to make sure that we have our, let me make sure I spell that right. There we go. We don't have a website yet. We're still just, we're just a startup. What about the login here? What do I want to use for this? So the login, let's see, what do we want to use? This is going to be a valid email address, the point of contact, sends the information. I'm just going to go ahead and use my account here. And let's see, I need to use a new password for my account. So what this is doing is this is going to create an account inside of a SQL Server Express database inside this web app so that later I could come log in to this site and I could find all the offers that I have and I could then go through and modify and say maybe I want to add licenses or delete licenses or do anything like that and just see the different things that this web app would normally give me for a traditional shopping cart. So I'll give it a password, a super secret password. My name is Andrew Connell. Last but not least, we need our domain prefix. So what's our domain prefix going to be? It's Wingtip Toys 05. And we'll hope that that's available. Let's see, last but not least, I got to pay for this. So I'm going to come over here and I'm going to put it on my Amex. Let's get some good points. So I'll say 1234, my cardholder name. My name is Andrew Connell. And my card number is, I'll just use a sample card. 1234, 1234, 1234, 1234. Put a valid expiration date. And the verification number is, let me double check and make sure I use the right number here. So we actually have this. Where's my sample code? Web. And let's make sure that I use 256. So I'll grab that. That is in the demo as well. So if you want to run this yourself, you can actually put in 256 and it will work for you as well. Click that, hit submit. And now I just kind of sit back and wait while it is first going in and registering this new customer. Both saving it in the sample web application. It's then going to create the customer using the Partner Center SDK inside of my my Partner Center account. And it is then going to also go through and create a single license and assign it to this customer for the Office 365 subscription that we purchased. And so here you go. We can see everything about the customers listed here. And now we're in good shape. So we've created our customer. Now, the next thing I could do is let's go back and just for kicks, just to prove that the data is actually there, I'm going to jump back to use the console application. So let's go back to the application we had opened in a previous demo. And let's use this and say, let's run our example here. And let's say customers, and then let's say get our page customers. And let's see if Wingtip 5 shows up. And sure enough, there it is. There's the customer we just created, Wingtip Toys 5-1. There's the Toys 5-1 there as well. And we can actually see that the customer was successfully created in our system. So here you actually saw how to use this web application and how you could go through and configure it to have your own offers and orders and kind of see what the first example would be of creating, say, a web application for your sample like shopping cart that you may want to create for your organization. There's one more thing I do want to point out about this that's about this web application that's interesting is that if you scroll down and you look over here at the resources.resx file, this is actually going to have all of the terms that are used throughout the web application It's all localized. So you can come in here and not have to search the code, and you can actually go modify some of these values on, like, you know, your accept terms could be changed to I accept these terms and conditions, and add anything else that you wanted to this that would be, or change it to redo it for your locale and your culture and language of choice. Okay, so let's jump back to our slides. And let's talk about what we covered in this module. This was a module that's just covering the different sample code applications that are available to us and how to configure them and how to get them running and just seeing them running nice and quick on in this demo environment here. There's a lot more to them. You'd like to dive in and look at them. The web application and the console app each, you could spend a good solid 45 minutes or so looking at each one of these. But we wanted to show you just how to make sure how to configure them, how to get everything running, and to show them running, how easy it would be to get them running. So specifically, we looked at the Crest API very briefly. We looked at the console app, and we also looked at the web application. And in the next module, we'll take a look at working with customers.